He was Lord, he was King, deity incarnate in the flesh. Praise God. And his name is Jesus. The name of God is Jesus. The God that we serve is Jesus. And he has all power. Praise God. Jesus said, all power has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. Praise God. I'm just glad we know who he is tonight. We're not fumbling around and feeling around in the dark trying to wonder, is this the right way to worship? Is this the right God to serve? I'm going to tell you, you're right on track tonight. You are right on target. You're hitting the mark. When you say Jesus, you're hitting the mark. When you sing Jesus, you're hitting the mark. When you worship Jesus and when you exalt Jesus, you're hitting the mark. Feels good to be hitting the target, doesn't it? Hallelujah. Let's stand together and give that Lord great praise. Lord, we know there's only one. You said you did not know another. You said beside you there was no other. I believe you now, Jesus. I believe you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord spoke to us to open. Just throw the door open. Be careful for nothing. Throw the door open. Now we've come here tonight. We have worshiped. God has already worked. And God is going to continue to work. Oh, I want to be forever changed after this Sunday night. I want to be forever changed. You say, well, Pastor, what do you mean? You're going to preach a great message? I hope so, but I don't know. It's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about God working in us. Throwing that door open so that the Lord can do whatever he wants to do. Business and church as usual is a thing of the past. Every service we're in, we can be impacted and be changed, be different for the glory of the Lord, for the glory of his name. God's taken us somewhere tonight. Would you turn to 2 Samuel, the 10th chapter, the second book of Samuel, and chapter 10. It's recounting some of the happenings during the kingship of David. David fought many battles against various enemies. He had sent some men to congratulate another leader in Abin, that they thought he was trying to slyly deceive them so that he could overtake their land. And they embarrassed David's men. They attacked them and embarrassed them. And they came back home. And verse 7 of 2 Samuel chapter 10 says, and when David heard of it, he sent Joab and all the host of the mighty men. And the children of Ammon came out, put the battle in array at the entering in of the gate. And the Syrians of Zobah, Rehob, and Ishtob, and Maacah were by themselves in the field. When Joab saw that the front of the battle was against him before and behind, he was surrounded. He chose of all the choice men of Israel and put them in array against the Syrians. And the rest of the people he delivered into the hand of Abishai, his brother, that he might put them in array against the children of Ammon. And he said, if the Syrians be too strong for me, then you, Abishai, shall help me. But if the children of Ammon be too strong for you, then I will come and help you. Be of good courage, and let us play the men for our people and for the cities of our God, and the Lord do that which seemeth him good. Joab said in verse 11, if they're too strong for me, you help me. And if they're too strong for you, I'm going to help you. Be brave, Abishai. Be of good courage. And then he uses a funny little phrase. He said, and let us play the men. Let us play the men. And I want to preach tonight on this subject. Play the man. Play the man. We are in a great battle, and there is a great onslaught against anything that lifts its hand, its head, or its voice as holiness unto the Lord and as faith toward God. But greater is he that is in us. Earlier in the week, the Lord dealt with me that he wanted to strengthen the body of Christ tonight. In particular, he wanted particular individuals to be strengthened, not only by his power, but by brothers and sisters that would be in this congregation. I started down another track. As recent as this morning, I was continuing on that track of another message. Sometime a little bit after that this morning, the Lord just brought me back to that thought of how he wants to strengthen and wants us to be strengthened by his help and by the help one of another tonight. God's going to help us, and everybody, we're going to help one another tonight. Would you just begin helping one another by taking the hand of someone nearby, and let's praise the Lord together and thank him for his goodness unto us. Lord, we know we're unworthy. In your spirit, I'm unworthy of even the kindness of this man who stands beside me. I thank you for his kindness. I thank you for his support. I pray your blessing into him. That's it. There's an anointing to pray here right now. God is sending this right now. Hallelujah. I thank you now, Jesus. Bless my brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you, God. Somebody means business right now. Somebody means business. That's all right. You go ahead. You're fighting devils. Hallelujah. You're defending against spirits that have come against them all week long. It's no wonder that you feel a burden. It's no accident that you feel a need in your life. Praise God. That's it. Pray for them. Pray for them. Help them. Help them. Help them. Help us to move in the Holy Ghost tonight, Lord. Take away the fear of flesh. Take away the mindset of carnality. Thank you, Jesus. I feel your liberty in this house. I feel your liberty here, oh God. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Go ahead and bless the Lord in liberty. Go ahead and bless him in liberty. There is a wonderful liberty. My God, you are so good. You prepared this night long before we got here. You prepared this night long before we got here. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And you may be seated. Mutual helpfulness is a brotherly duty. Helping one another as much as we can. The Bible talks about pray ye one for another. Paul said in Corinthians, the eye can't say to the hand, I don't need you. The head can't say to the feet, as he talks about how we are members of a body. The head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. He said the members should have the same care one for another. And he said whether one member suffered, all the members suffer with it. Brother Bruce, we're going to be holding your family. We're going to be praying for you and your family. When one suffers, we all feel and sense that suffering. Or when one member is honored. It's a great thing tonight when this quiz team walked to the platform, and before Brother Mark even got to start, people were giving them commendation and respect. When one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. God's people, you and I, this Christian army of the apostolic church, should strengthen one another's hands in spiritual warfare. The strong must strengthen and help the weak. I'm going to tell you right up front, I'm not trying to preach a pretty message tonight. Every line I lay down, I want it to be just meat and potatoes. Not worried about how modern or how fancy it is. The strong must strengthen and help the weak. Those that through the grace of God are conquering over temptation must counsel and pray for those that are presently being tempted. Jesus told Simon Peter, he said, Simon, I've prayed for you that your faith will not fail. But when you're converted, strengthen your brethren. After you have had victory, strengthen somebody else. After you have received the results of my praying for you that your faith would not fail, after all of that results and is said and done, then you turn around and don't stop there. But you turn around and strengthen a brother or strengthen a sister that may be in need because of weakness or because of battle or because of sickness. The Ammonite army had embarrassed and attacked David's men without a reason. David decides to attack this country and its leaders who had decided to be an enemy against the people of God. Anything that decides to be an enemy against God and His people is in trouble. I don't want to give the enemy one bit of leeway or any bit of headway or any room or any help. We're battling not one another. We're fighting the devil. So David says, I'm going to attack those that have decided that they will be an enemy and will come against the cause of God. When the Ammonites knew that Israel was coming, they conscripted the help of the Syrian army. And by the way, that army was well known and it was well trained. It was one of the best of that day. They knew where to go. So they conscripted their help. And as Israel advanced against that city of Ammon, the Ammonites devised an ambush strategy. And this is what it was. The Ammonites stayed in the city that Israel was attacking. But the Syrians were secretly positioned outside in the woods and the forest and the fields outside the city. So that when the army of Israel got to the gates of the city, there would be the Ammonites inside the city, and they would have to fight that army. But unbeknownst to them, out in the fields were the Syrian army, secretly positioned, and so Israel, the people of God, would be surrounded when they moved in for the attack. Joab, the wise military leader whom King David had placed in leadership, realized what Ammon and Syria were up to. I believe we can have some insight as to what the enemy is trying to do against us. It's one of the reasons that prayer is so all important. It's one of the reasons that a contact with God and the reading of the Scripture. Paul said we should not be ignorant of Satan's wiles and his devices. Listen, the devil doesn't need to always catch us off guard. And I'm going to say something else. He is not going to either. We may not know the future. We may not know exact events, but there will be times when God, listen to me everybody, God is going to speak to you in your home and tell you something that is going to happen. You say, Pastor, you better watch out here. You'll have everybody hearing from God. Well, that's not such a bad idea, is it? I feel this in the Holy Ghost. You're going to hear from God about a specific ploy of the enemy. And it is going to destroy the enemy's strategy that he's trying to use against you and your family. Or other times, he may just put you on guard and not give you the specifics, but give you enough to know and guard up and pull your weapons together to know there's going to be an attack. So here's what Joab does with that spiritual insight. He goes and gets his brother, whose name is Abishai. And he gives Abishai some soldiers and some of the people. He takes other warriors under his command. And Abishai is to face and fight the Ammonites that are coming out of the city. And Joab says, I'll face and I'll fight these Syrians, the better army, who are positioned out in the fields and the woods. And here is Joab's timeless anointed instruction. He said, if the Syrians are too strong for me, if they're too strong for me, I'm going to come and get you. And you come and help me. You know what that is? That's an humble admission that I may need help. I just may need some help. You know whose lips this was coming from? A well-trained and a well-experienced and seasoned warrior. But Joab admits, I haven't got it all together. This is an enemy that is sly and deceptive and has many victories underneath its belt. I'm not so strong that I can't fall. I'm not so strong that I don't need anybody else. I'm not so strong that nobody can or should pray for me. I'm a veteran general. I've seen it all. I've been through it all. No, that's not what Joab said. He said, if it gets too strong for me, I'm going to depend on my brother. My good brothers and my good sisters, this is going to be a fight to the death. I'm not trying to be negative tonight, but I'm just trying to be real. This is, somebody wrote the old song, it's not a recreation room, it's a battleground, brother, not a recreation room. Things are flowing along pretty good here in the U.S. of A. We're blessed. We can go and do whatever we want to do. But there's going to come a testing time in every one of our lives. There's going to come a time when the Syrians are going to gather against you and I. We're not prepared. We will be defeated. But if we'll take Joab's spirit, if the Syrians, I never want to get too big for somebody to pray for me. Well, what do they think they're doing? Saying they're praying for me. Don't they know how long I've been serving God? Yeah. But they know how long the devil's been after folks that have been serving God that long. Joab said, if they're too strong for me, you know what I see in my future? I see some enemies that are too strong for this guy. I need this. I'm going to tell you, I need every one of you praying for me. This is one pastor that is not going to say, I've had it all. I've been brought up in it. I don't need anybody's help. Hallelujah. I need it and you need it. I need it and you need it. We need a spirit that says, this isn't a negative spirit. In fact, it's a unifying spirit. If the Syrians get too strong for me, Joab said, I'm coming to get you. I may need you, brother. But then he says, on the other hand, if I see you start slipping into defeat before that enemy of Ammon, they get too strong for you, then I'm coming to help you. If the battle calls for it, you help me. And if the battle calls for it, I will help you. And he says, Abishai, be of good courage. Be brave. Be strong. And then he said, let us play the man. If you've ever read that scripture, you may have done like I did, wonder, what do you mean, Joab? Play the man. That's what he went. Play the part of a man. Abishai, if you've ever been a man, be a man today. Because there's Ammonites over there, and there's Syrians over there, and we're the sandwich in the middle. In other words, if we ever needed one another, are you preaching with me? If we ever needed one another, we need one another today. Joab said, buddy, bro, brother, little buddy, play the man. One other account that records this same story says, fight valiantly, Abishai. If you've ever been brave, be brave today. My dear brother and sister, there is another brother or sister beside you. If you've ever been prayerful, be prayerful today. Well, that didn't work too good. But I'm going to tell you, if you've ever been prayerful, pray today. If you've ever read scripture, if you've ever thought, if you've ever taught, if you've ever preached, and I feel it getting on me, if the Lord takes me tonight, I'm going to go out of here with clean hand. I'm going to preach the best I can preach tonight, because this is the day of battle and we need to play the man. It's not a time to play games. It's time to play the man. You ladies, excuse me. You're included in that man statement, okay? You just translated play the sister or play the lady. If you've ever been an apostolic lady, be one today. Let your hair grow long. Don't trim it, cut it, or do anything else to it. If you've ever been a lady of holiness, be a lady of holiness today. If you have ever been a man of God, be a man of God today. If you have ever been courageous, This isn't the time to start laying down. That's what they're doing. That's the trait of the enemy. He said, it's time to fight today. Play the man, my brother. Play the man. King David, you got to notice this now. King David only sent Joab. You never read where there was a word from the Lord for Abishai to go out. David only sent Joab. He provided the army, the weapons, and the directives, and he spoke to one soldier, Joab, and sent him into the battle. But listen to this. David left the rest up to Joab. What strategy he would use, how and when the weapons would be used, what should be done at the strategic times, and who Joab would use in the different battle tactics. I believe the enemy has tried to sidetrack us into thinking that the Holy Ghost is going to do it all. But there's some things that the king leaves up to the soldier. The king set the stage. The only one that spoke to Joab was the king. And the king, he was the only one that the king called out. But then it was Joab, the king's soldier and servant, who went and got his brother Abishai. I've got a brother here tonight. It's Phil. It's going to be Abishai. Well, that's all right. It can be Phil. Because Abishai is dead, I need Phil. Joab said, I'm going to get my brother. Abishai wasn't there on a word from God. God didn't tell Phil to get up here. I just told him to get up here. He was there on a word from a brother who was in need. God may not directly speak to you tonight for what he's getting ready to do in this service. But a leader or a brother or a sister or a fellow soldier may call upon you and come and get you tonight. You okay with that? And say, Abishai, be of good courage. We've got a battle to fight. Abishai, you and I need to play the men. We need to play the man. Now your enemy's over there. My enemy's over here. Really, they are both our enemies. I'll take care of these, and you take care of those. And we're going to get back to back. And this is how we're going to fight. You ever want eyes in the back of your head? Get a brother or a sister. What a defense. Playing the man. Abishai, there's an enemy to deal with. There's a defeat to overcome. And there's a victory. We've got to win. My brother, this is for the king. It's for his people. And it's for his purpose. When you read these accounts, you don't hear anything from Abishai. All you hear is a spirit of willingness. Well, I imagine he was hurt out on the battlefield. I imagine he barked out some orders. He may have even thrown a few words of encouragement over his shoulder to his brother Joab. A brother doesn't have to have it all explained. Why do you need me? How'd you get into this mess? Listen, don't let anything distract you tonight. Anything's distracting you right now, lay it down. Put your attention up here right now. A brother doesn't have to ask, how'd you get in this mess? Or a brother doesn't say, what if the enemy overwhelms us or overcomes us? But a brother or sister that is willing to play the man will just respond. He'll just respond. Say, I'm coming. I'm going to cover your back. And since he's not as old, he's not as experienced as Joab. But the fact that he's his brother is enough. Just the fact he's a fellow soldier. Quit picking and choosing who's going to pray for you. Who are you going to shake hands with? Who are you going to worship for when they sing? Who are you going to say amen with? It's enough. They're just our brother. He's a child of God. That was enough for God, and it was enough for Joab. Abishai, you may be younger, and you may not have been as experienced, but we are in a life and death situation, brother. We are in a battle for our souls. It's either heaven or hell. Whatever is put down in your mind that there's not a hell, I'm going to tell you there is a hell and there is a heaven. And it all matters. What matters is not what we're going to be like there at Judgment Bar. What matters is what we're doing right now. We're in a life and death struggle, Abishai. And here's what I know. I don't know how this battle's going to go. I don't know what other enemies may pop out of the forest or out of the city. But you and I and God can win this battle. Get a brother or get a sister tonight before you leave this place and agree together in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know a whole lot, and I don't have a whole lot of answers, but I know this one thing. You, my sister, and I, and God, can win any battle. Praise God. Oh, look out, bro. The enemy is trying to attack. How's it going on that side of the field? All right. Praise God. Temptation's coming. Praise God. We're going to fight. We're going to fight. Come on, you can make it. You can make it. You're not getting my brother. You're not going to destroy his family. Praise God. Play the man, church. Get you a brother. I'm telling you that hell cannot defeat this church. Don't let down your guard. Hallelujah. If the devil comes, Resist him. The Bible says, resist the devil. Use the word. Use the word. Enemy, you're coming against you in the name of Jesus Christ. I resist you. Sickness coming. I resist you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I said depression. I have rebuked you. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I rebuke you right now in Jesus' name. Free the people right now in Jesus' name. Give deliverance right now in Jesus' name. I pray victory over my brothers. I pray victory over my sisters. Give it to them, Lord. Give them victory right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. They can make it. They can make it. You can make it. In Jesus' name.
You can make it. Hallelujah. Here comes intimidation this direction. You're not getting this church. You're not getting this people. I've got my back covered. I'm going to expose the enemy. God spoke to me this week. He said, this church is this far from a tremendous breakthrough, but the spirit of intimidation is hindering scores of people in this congregation. You got my back, brother? Okay. You know what? I can preach a little stronger when somebody's not stabbing me in the back, but covering my back. There's a spirit of intimidation that we're afraid to go out and pray for somebody, afraid somebody's going to think something about it, or afraid to worship like we really want to worship because we're afraid of what somebody's going to say. I need all the saints that have been around here 25 years or more. Stand ready, all right? Ready? You're going to have to stand. Just stand ready. We give any new convert the freedom. Go ahead. Play the man. Play the man. Praise God. See, this is what it's all about. Spiritual warfare. Sister Sherry going through a battle. She needs somebody, a sister, to cover her. Praise God. Elders, longtime members, I'm going to speak for you, okay? You trust me. We give any person, and we're not going to look at them just because they've only been around here 5 days or 10 years. You know, in some minds, some people will always be new in the church. We give you freedom to be whatever God wants you to be. You don't have to have a 50-year membership to do what God wants you to do. Does everybody accept that? Do you accept that? Well, then play the man. If you've ever worshiped, worship tonight. If you've ever praised, praise him tonight. If you've ever used spiritual authority, use it tonight. Abishai's trembling all over. There's a holy anointing on him, and it's getting on me. And when you get back to back with anointing, you are going to be blessed. Come on. This isn't a homiletical sermon. It's time to put this in shoe leather. Uh-huh.
Somebody could get this tape if they want it and replay it on video and replay it on cassette. But I'm going to tell you the greatest replay in your experience. That videotape won't mean a hill of beans. But I tell you what, I'll shake hell when you start replaying this in real life. Take it out of a sermon book. Take it out of a regular Sunday night service and say, I'm going to play the man. I'm with my brother. I'm with my sister. Until it hurts and costs me everything. Now get ready. Get ready. It's all right. God's blessing her. Let it flow. Let it flow. Everybody else, give me your attention. This is going to help somebody. Be willing to fight for another, even when you're being attacked and fighting for your own life. Well, bro, you know, I'm facing the Syrians. And I'm just sorry. I'm going through too much. I want to help somebody kindly. God understands. And I've talked to some people this very week that are going through some horrible things. And God can give the spirit of compassion to a leader and to a brother and sister. And I felt your hurt. But I'm going to tell you, this is your answer. You've got to be willing to fight for another and not get caught up in self-centeredness. Boy, I ran smack into an enemy right there. And he's whispering in your ear and said, don't you listen to what that fella's saying. And he's trying to keep you down in the muck and the mire when you have a beautiful sunshine, praise under the glory of the Lord. And you have a life that's been lived and been anointed and you've been used of the Lord. But you can get so consumed fighting your own enemy that you're not willing to fight. But Joab said, listen, brother, if they're too strong for me, you come and help me. But I got a promise to make to you. If they're too strong for you, I've got my hands full with these Syrians. I've got my hands full with this marital situation. I've got my hands full with this financial. I'm not going to fool around tonight. I'm coming right down to where we live. I'm going to name the enemy and I'm going to strike at him. Praise God. I've got my back covered. And I'm going to tell you what else. This isn't the only one that's here. There's hundreds of others of you right up here with Phil. Let me tell you, when Joab and Abishai were doing this, you know what that meant? The rest of the flanks of their army were doing the same thing. I've got my hands full with my own problems. Greater is he that is in you. You have always said God is great. You have always read there is nothing that can separate me from the love that is in Christ Jesus. Height or depth, life or death. I don't think Paul was just talking about his own death. I think he was talking about the death of others too. Don't let it separate you. Because that old enemy, he knew he couldn't get you to go out and drink a six-pack of beer. He knew he couldn't get you to go out and go down to the red light district as a holy sister. But he could put questions in your mind. I am not going to stop until Jesus gets the glory. And Jesus gets the victory. He died so that we might live. He lived so that we might have every answer that we need. Praise God. Hey, depression's coming this direction now, Abishai. Don't worry.
Depression's not going to get a hold of you. I'm not going to let depression get on Angela. I'm not going to let depression get on Brittany or Blake. I'm not going to let discouragement get to the point where you don't want to come to the house of God. I'm fighting with all I've got. You need a brother. You need a sister. Hallelujah. God's going to do his part, but your brother and your sister have a part to play. Would you be willing for somebody else to help you? Listen, everybody's got their own personality, and I understand all this. But you know, there's going to come a little point where we got to get past me. You know that saying, it's just me? God wants to move you out. Move you into another dimension. I just saw 10 fall over there. Abishai, they're falling. Praise God. Brother, victory is on the horizon. Hallelujah. It looks like there's more of them than there are of us. But I see a heavenly host. I feel the encampment of angels around every child of God of Apostolic Pentecostal Church. You're going to be encamped angels of the Lord this week. You are not going to be walking alone. Praise God. Praise God. Sometimes you got to change positions. Sometimes you got to change locations. Sometimes, you know what? Okay. All I do is reach back and feel that arm there. And I trust. I said, I trust. We need a baptism of trust in the United Pentecostal Church. Trusting one another. Not all these what ifs. Not all these questions. What's their motive? And you know, you get to thinking all that stuff and you'll run yourself nuts and ragged. Everybody will always be out to get you. And you read things into what people say and do. Just trust. Your brother has your back. You know what? Satan is into bruising heels. That's what he did to the seed. You know what that means? The heel is behind. He attacks from behind. But when you've got a cover, oh God, hallelujah. There ain't nothing getting to me from this side. I'm going to tell you what. If you guys come on, praise God. I've never felt that fist. But I got a feeling it'll work. Praise God. Any takers? No, just kidding. But the spirits are going to come against us. You know what else? When you're covering somebody else's back, you're looking at what's behind their back. And we use that little saying a lot, what's behind us, to refer to our past. So when you're covering for your brother, you'll be able to see his past and his failures and his sins. You won't be able to protect him if you focus on that. But if you look at the enemy, well, I remember when they had to get married. I remember when he had to be set down. It's mighty quiet in here, but I know where I'm going. And I remember what they did, and I remember what they said, and I'll never be able to have any respect for them. Just cover their back and keep your eye on the enemy. Hey, I see what's behind you. I know about some of those sins and failures, but that's not what I'm concerned with. I'm concerned with salvation. I'm concerned with saving. I'm concerned with delivering. May I ask you tonight, are you in ranks with God and covering your brother? Or are you in ranks with the enemy exposing all those faults? How many's on the Lord's side? Stand with me if you're on the Lord's side. I'd kind of be afraid to sit down right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Hallelujah. Don't give in. Don't get sidetracked. Don't get discouraged with self-centeredness and self-pity. Listen, when you're playing the man, you don't have time to get on his back. You're covering his back. Husband, get off her back. Wife, get off and cover him and cover her. Father, cover his back. Son, quit secretly discussing why your parents are wrong. Get off their back. Get mighty deep and mighty dangerous. And arrows are flying right now. But that's all right. The tougher and the hotter the battle, that means we're making headway. I told you last week when I preached about it'd be worth it all, and I worked the devil in there, told you I'd deal with him. I'm telling you, I have had a pastoral week. Done a little pastoring in hell this week. Praise God. But God's still good. Cover somebody's back. And I rebuke a questioning of this message tonight. Not because I preach it, because it's a word from God. You can eat my back up if you want to. But if you go to covering somebody's back, the victory you've been wanting is there. Boss and employee, get off one another's back. Brother, sister, get off the back. We need to trust one another. The Bible says that when it's all said and done, the Syrians fled. They ran. I tell you, in the name of the Lord, problems are actually going to flee tonight. I am not afraid to say this. The Syrians ran, and the Bible says when the Ammonites saw that, they started running. The whole surrounding troop, whatever has been surrounding you, would you like to see it start running the other direction? And that circle get bigger? You know, we say, I feel like I'm being choked. The noose is tightening. Well, that noose is fixing to loosen up right now. Somebody just lift a hand and start praying in the Holy Ghost right now. And by the Holy Ghost is upon this congregation. It is upon this congregation. It is upon this congregation. It is upon this congregation. Go ahead. Go ahead. Lift a hand. Go ahead. Lift it up. Lift it up. Mm. That's it. Go ahead and worship God. I'm going to ask nobody to leave, nobody to go out unless you absolutely have to. It's an emergency. The church is in unity and the church is praying and agreeing. Go ahead. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead, ma'am. You're getting ready for a battle. Some links on the chain of intimidation broke tonight in this message. There's still a few hanging on, but God has complete freedom. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ooh. You will never win in your own might. But when you go in the power of my might, there is nothing that will stand before you. And so now advance. Do not stand still. But advance. Take the fight into your hands. Because you go now in the power of my word, spirit, and might. You are not alone. But as David long ago, you march forward in the name of the Lord that has been revealed to you as Jesus, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Ah. Now, if we will obey the Lord, and we're going to, many are going to obey the Lord. The enemy has intimidated me. I'll just be out honest with you tonight. The enemy has intimidated me about this altar service. But I'm not going to let him scare me or talk me out of the will of God. Normally, when we pray for one another, we face one another. We lay hands upon one another. And all of that in its time and in its place is right. But tonight, I encourage you, under the authority of the Holy Ghost, every living person in this building, find somebody. Go to somebody. Be a family member. Go across the church, a friend. If you want victory, there is no force to this. But if you want victory, and if you want the power of deliverance, say, is this the way to get it? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You just find somebody and partner up and just, we're going to pray tonight standing back to back. Calling out and resisting any enemy, any spirit of darkness. Every sickness, every attacking weapon against homes. And listen, Abishai, you need to go ahead and find a Joab. And you may not feel as experienced, and you may not feel as powerful, and you may feel more incompetent. But do not let that hinder you tonight. That will keep you in defeat, that attitude and that thinking. And the devil knows that, and that's why he is playing that card with you. Praise God. If we can be as big and brave about the things of the Spirit as we are brazen and bold about some of the things of this secular world, hell is going to shake. Heaven is going to be exalted. And the Lord is going to be able to be victorious. Praise God. You can come to this altar. You can step to the vestibule. You can go to the aisles. You can use the pews, whatever you want to do. Find sister to sister, brother to brother, maybe mate to mate. Get there and let's start praying in the Holy Ghost. We're not going to do an altar call of music. It's going to be an altar call of prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is a unique battle. That's why it's a unique altar call. This is a unique spirit world. That's why it's a unique prayer time. If you'll obey, if you'll just obey, if you'll be willing, Abishai, just a spirit of humility. I need somebody to pray with me. I need somebody to pray for me. And don't you be afraid. Don't you be afraid to let your voice out. Don't you be afraid. Folks around you probably, they haven't heard you pray out loud. You need to get it out. Yes. 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 Tanto lebe saka. Now go to praying.